Young Women Empowered, also known as YWE, is a youth development organization that's been around for about 10 years. Their mission is to cultivate the power of diverse young people to be leaders and change makers. Radioactive Sadine Al-Ziad has more about how YWE uplifts youth, especially youth of color, through programs that offer skill building, joy, and a sense of belonging.
The YWE space in Hillman City in South Seattle has these shiny wooden floors and large windows. YWE serves girls, young women, and trans and non-binary youth, ages 13 to 26. YWE has reached more than 550 youth this year through their programs, all offered for free. I talked to Aya Zuhri, who works at YWE.
So my specific position at YWE is a program coordinator. We have multiple programs that run throughout the school year and the summer, and I coordinate our tech program.
Unlike other tech programs where you just learn how to code and make robots, this program also focuses on how young people, especially young women of color, can navigate the tech field.
In order to really create a space for people that a lot of times there are no spaces for them in the outside world, and make that super intentional and feel really safe.
Zuhri says this program allows for students to not only talk about their identities, but also brainstorm ways to dismantle the injustices they might face in the tech industry. And YWE programs focus on so much more than tech. There's also writing, farming, swimming, horseback riding, and more. Fatima Mutwali is a co-facilitator of YWE Speak, a theater program. Mutwali has been coming to YWE for 3 years. She started as a participant. Now she helps run it.
I was a participant, so I got to see it all the way through and then give my feedback as a participant and implement it as a facilitator. So it was like a full circle moment.
I wasn't a YWE participant like Mutwali, but I wish I had been. Growing up, people in my life treated me differently than my brother because of my gender. Sports were for boys, playing outside was for boys, and girls were expected to be quiet, even invisible. If I had a place like YWE, I could have learned to be proud of my identity as a girl. Zuhri and Mutwali make the space that I wish I had. And Zuhri says working at YWE has allowed her to influence positive change without feeling overwhelmed by systemic racism and sexism.
Being able to be in a space where I'm contributing to creative facilitation and joy and gaining skills and knowledge for young people to be able to make decisions confidently in their future feels like that place where I can hold the structural injustices while also knowing and feeling like I'm making progress.
Women of color are the change agents of the world. Young Asian women, young Black women, and young Latinas are more likely to talk politics, participate in elections, and fight racism than their peers. That's according to a Tufts University survey done after the 2020 election. Having space specifically made for us allows us to combat injustices while cultivating joy and building a supportive network. For Radioactive Youth Media, I am Sadine Al-Ziad.